Today, we're looking at tweets from Elon Musk and Trump, a comment from Pepsi's CEO, and how financial pressures can lead to poor corporate decisions. Good morning and welcome to The Daily Wake Up. David Rusnowski here in our 10-minute daily show. Our full-length episodes on Channel Perspectives and Grounded Spirituality come out every Sunday, but on the weekdays, we're diving into current events to find new perspectives and collective trends, knowing it's entirely possible to be both informed and empowered. So recently, you might have heard Elon Musk put out a tweet. He essentially said that he was thinking about making Tesla a private company, which means that he would buy back all of the shares from stockholders, and they would no longer have to report their quarterly earnings. They would no longer have to abide by the SEC standards. Now, this led him into a lot of trouble with the SEC. The SEC kind of opened an investigation against him and this tweet and the company and the financial dealings because he didn't technically have the finances secured in order to do that. And you have to be truthful in your public statements when you're a CEO of a large publicly traded company. So there's an investigation that's coming from there. But this is just a piece of the story. Trump tweeted on August 17th, "In speaking with some of the world's top business leaders, I asked what it is that would make business, jobs in parentheses, even better in the U.S. Stop quarterly reporting and go to a six-month system," said one. "That would allow greater flexibility and save money. I have asked the SEC to study." So this isn't a direct order to the SEC to do much of anything. This isn't new policies. This isn't a change to the way that publicly traded companies have to do things. But underneath this and underneath the Elon Musk tweet is really this big question. So that one that Trump was talking about in his tweet when he said, "Stop quarterly reporting and go to a six-month system," said one, was Pepsi's outgoing CEO, Indra Nooyi. And she told Axios, which is one of my favorite sources, that most agree that a short-term only view can inhibit long-term strategy and thus long-term investment in value creation. "My comments were made in that broader context and included a suggestion to explore the harmonization of the European system and the U.S. system of financial reporting." So the European system is they're on a six-month reporting schedule. So one argument for this, some people believe, like Indra, and even Warren Buffett, and Elon Musk has alluded to this, and we'll talk about that, that pressure from quarterly reports can keep some companies from going public, and that we'd have more innovation and opportunity if those companies were to go public, and specifically, that when these companies are having to report their quarterly earnings, that they're so focused on what they're doing every 3 months that they're not as able to look at these long overarching strategies. So I think a really good example of this is Tesla. We've talked about Tesla before and how I just don't think Tesla's going bankrupt, and many individuals do. And I think the reason why many individuals believe that Tesla's going to go bankrupt is because of their quarterly earnings statements. But when you look at Elon Musk and Tesla's strategy, they're thinking very, very long term. And Elon Musk's kind of manifesto, his intention from the beginning of the company was to have a very long term strategy. He's been thinking very far ahead from the beginning. The Model 3 that just came out has been the plan from the beginning. They made the initial Roadster that then funded the S and X that then funded the Model 3. And it's these long-term strategies that don't always get reflected in these quarterly earnings reports. And when you're not focused on these quarterly earning reports, like many other companies are, your stockholders can start to lose a little bit of faith in you. They see huge deficits. They see that your numbers aren't going up. And just when you're looking at numbers, when you're looking at these huge trend lines of how a company's doing, when Elon Musk invests billions of dollars in this, these gigafactories, in these partnerships with Panasonic to be able to produce these lithium-ion batteries that then they're going to put in their Tesla fleet across the board, it makes so much sense to invest in this. But on the actual earnings reports, it's not going to look as good. So some are saying that if they didn't have to report on this quarterly basis, and this is what the Trump tweet was about, and this is kind of what Elon Musk's tweet was about too. He was saying that he wanted to go private because he wouldn't have to worry about this stuff. There is an argument for companies having to report their earnings leading to short-sighted decision-making. and in some cases earning manipulations, right? Saying that they earned some revenue in different quarters and pushing things left and right to be able to make their numbers fit and look good and continually rising, but not too quick, because then you can push some earnings out to the next quarters, right? There's all of this interesting strategy that comes into play just to keep stockholders and stakeholders happy. But others argue that earnings manipulation is going to take place regardless, and that this isn't an actual solution to anything, that the six-month reporting doesn't actually do very much. But regardless, there's a larger question here, and it doesn't even have to do with this SEC regulation. It doesn't have to do with quarterly reportings. This larger question is, does financial pressure create bad decisions? Does it incentivize bad decisions? And I think when I'm looking at this, I'm asking myself that in the back of my head. How do we solve that larger issue of perverse incentives to make our numbers look good? Right? If we take this idea down into the micro, down into our own individual lives, because it's tough sometimes to conceptualize these huge companies and this large, I mean, when we're looking at a geopolitical scale, and it's complex. But when we take this down all the way to the micro, when we have a boss that is expecting a certain uptick in our KPIs, that's expecting us to hit a certain sales goal, we may be incentivized, right? Let's say we worked at a car sales place, right? We may be incentivized to sell a car to someone even though they may not be able to fully afford it. We may press people to make decisions that aren't the best for them, even when we see that. That's a thing that happens every single day. And in many ways, it's the exact same thing. It's this financial pressure from this external accountability that's driving us to worry more about the numbers than about the reality, and to worry more about the numbers than our integrity. And I think that's really the core challenge here. It's not just about quarterly reporting, although that is an incentive, or it creates an incentive for these companies to do weird things or to be out of integrity or to think very short-sighted. But on the big scale, for us to find ways to incentivize globally positive decisions is a vital step forward. We need to, as a civilization, figure out how to incentivize companies, corporations, governments, countries to do things that are very, very good for the people, that are very good for everyone and everything involved. And sometimes financial pressures, whether this is from the stock market, whether this is from a boss, whether this is from bill collectors or our landlord, these financial pressures can press us out of integrity, or at least they can challenge our integrity. So when I look at Elon Musk wanting to take Tesla private, I think that's a great idea. For someone who is sleeping in the factory, that's constantly concerned about the future of this company and is hands-on every single day, to be worrying about financial goals, not taking into consideration the larger, just long-term value and vision of the company, is stressful. And it's pulling his attention into very, very short-sighted income metrics versus things that's ultimately going to be best for the company. And this is huge. Especially with Tesla, their long-term success is also linked to the long-term success of our civilization. For this company to be worried about these short-term goals, it just isn't aligned with the overall benefit of our civilization, and it doesn't seem to be aligned with the company. So I can understand Elon Musk's desire to buy back all these shares and to not have to worry about any reporting to anyone other than his own board and worrying about things internally to continue to make really, really good electric cars. And I think there's something here. I love that Trump tweeted this. I don't normally say I love things that Trump does because there's so many controversies coming out all the time, but I love that Trump is talking about this because it does bring up these huge issues of financial incentives to do omni-negative things. So the lesson I'm taking away from today is just to continue to be aware of financial pressures to step out of integrity. This is on the global scale, and I think for everyone who at some point may have an opportunity to impact something on a large scale, which I believe is literally everyone, because we all have the ability to do really, really big things, for all of us, the more that we're aware of these financial pressures to step out of integrity on a global scale and in our own lives, the more that we're going to be able to continue to stay in integrity. Money absolutely doesn't have to shape our existence if we have the awareness to understand that inevitable pressures that comes with just living in today's monetary-based society. So whether we're deciding what to do with our 300 million shares of our publicly traded company, or whether we're just selling something to a potential client, there's room to continue to hold the awareness that money doesn't have to drive and inform our integrity. All right, that was today's Daily Wake Up. Thank you for listening, subscribing, and for telling a friend about this podcast. Remember, everything in the news is just a sign of awareness and the first step to change. So stay informed, and even more importantly, stay empowered, courageous, and hopeful, and radiate that beautiful light of yours out into the world today. See you tomorrow.